Shemot Unveiled, a Hebraic journey through Exodus chapter 1, a study rooted in the covenant, language, and worldview of ancient Israel, by Stuart Sandlin. Audio version narrated by Google Text-to-Speech AI, published by Hebraic Research Foundation, Palestine, Texas, USA, 2025. Dedication to the covenantal community, past and present, who seek to walk faithfully with Yahweh. May this study illuminate the timeless truths of Shemot and inspire steadfastness in the Hebraic way. And the children of Israel were fruitful and swarmed and multiplied and became exceedingly numerous, and the land was filled with them. Shemot, Exodus 1-7. Let those who fear Yahweh say, His covenant endures forever. Adapted from Psalm chapter 118, verse 4. Foreword. In an age where sacred texts are often filtered through layers of later traditions, ideologies, and cultural shifts, Shemot Unveiled offers a refreshing return to the roots of the Tanakh. This study of Exodus chapter 1 invites readers to step into the worldview of ancient Israel, a world where the covenant with Yahweh shaped every aspect of life, from kinship to justice, from suffering to redemption. The author's commitment to Hebraism, a term deliberately chosen to evoke the pre-exilic covenantal perspective of the First Temple period, sets this work apart. By stripping away post-exilic Jewish, Christian, Islamic, and modern influences, the book recovers the voice of the Tanakh as it was heard by its original audience. The choice to focus on Exodus chapter 1, a single chapter, might seem narrow at first glance, yet it proves to be a profound entry point into the larger narrative of Israel's formation. Here, we witness the seeds of a nation, the multiplication of a family, the cruelty of oppression, and the courage of those who fear Yahweh above human decrees. Through the fourfold lens of Pashat, Remez, Derash, and Sod, the author unveils layers of meaning that resonate with both the ancient Israelite and the modern seeker. The use of Yahweh as the divine name, the emphasis on Hebrew terminology, and the exclusive reliance on the Tanakh create a study that is both rigorous and reverent. As you embark on this journey, prepare to encounter Exodus chapter 1 not as a distant historical text, but as a living testament to Yahweh's covenantal faithfulness. May this book inspire you to embrace the Hebraic worldview, to stand firm in the face of adversity, and to trust in the one whose promises endure forever. Preface. This book was born from a deep conviction. To understand the Tanakh as the ancient Israelites did, we must immerse ourselves in their world. Hebraism, as defined in this study, is not merely a scholarly exercise, but a deliberate return to the cultural, linguistic, and covenantal framework of pre-exilic Israel, circa 10th-6th centuries BCE. Exodus chapter 1, with its vivid portrayal of growth, oppression, and resistance, offers a microcosm of the covenantal narrative that defines the Tanakh. My aim is to present this chapter as it would have been understood by its original audience, free from the lenses of later traditions or modern ideologies. The decision to focus on a single chapter reflects the Hebraic value of depth over breadth. In ancient Israel, texts were studied with meticulous care, their words and phrases unpacked, to reveal Yahweh's purposes. By applying the four levels of interpretation, Peshat, plain meaning, Remez, hinted meaning, Darash, practical application, and Sod, mystical meaning, this book seeks to honor that tradition. Each level builds on the others, offering a holistic understanding of Exodus chapter 1 that is both grounded in the text and relevant to the covenantal community today. Central to this study is the use of Yahweh as the divine name, reflecting a commitment to authenticity and reverence. Hebrew terms like Shemot, names, Parah, fruitful, and Yara, fear, awe, are not mere linguistic artifacts but windows into the Hebraic mind. By rooting the analysis exclusively in the Tanakh, I have sought to revive almost forgotten concepts, and avoid the influences of post-exilic Judaism, Christianity, Islam, or other contemporary ideologies. This is not a rejection of those traditions, but a deliberate choice to recover the pre-exilic voice of Israel. My hope is that Shemot Unveiled will serve as both a scholarly resource and a spiritual guide. For those who seek to walk in the covenantal way, may this study illuminate the enduring truths of Exodus chapter 1 and inspire faithfulness to Yahweh's call. Introduction: The purpose of this study. Shemot Unveiled is a deep dive into Exodus chapter 1, the opening chapter of the second book of the Torah, known in Hebrew as Shemot. Names. The study aims to uncover the richness of this text through a distinctly Hebraic lens, interpreting it as ancient Israelites would have during the First Temple period. By focusing on a single chapter, the book seeks to model the Hebraic practice of studying sacred texts with precision and reverence, allowing each verse to reveal Yahweh's covenantal purposes. The purpose is threefold: to recover the Hebraic worldview, to present Exodus chapter 1 through the cultural, linguistic, and covenantal perspective of pre-exilic Israel, free from later theological or ideological overlays; to illuminate Yahweh's covenant, to highlight how Exodus chapter 1 reflects Yahweh's faithfulness to his promises, even amidst growth, oppression, and resistance; to inspire faithful living, to draw timeless lessons for the covenantal community today, encouraging steadfastness, courage, and obedience to Yahweh. The Hebraic lens, a return to ancient Israel's worldview. Hebraism, as used in this book, refers to the cultural, linguistic, and covenantal worldview of ancient Israel before the Babylonian exile. This period, roughly spanning the 10th to 6th centuries BCE, was marked by a direct engagement with the Torah and the early prophetic writings, Nevi'im, and wisdom literature, Ketuvim. The Hebraic lens prioritizes covenantal identity, Israel's role as Yahweh's chosen people, bound by the promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 through 3, and chapter 15, verse 5. Kinship and community. The tribal structure that defined social and spiritual life, emphasizing collective responsibility. Hebrew language. The use of Hebrew terms to convey theological and cultural nuances inaccessible in translation. Yahweh's sovereignty. The belief that Yahweh governs history, fulfilling his purposes through his people. To maintain this lens, the study avoids influences from post-exilic Jewish traditions, such as the Talmud, rabbinic commentaries, Christian theology, such as Christological readings, Islamic perspectives, like Quranic interpretations, or modern ideologies, such as prosperity theology, systematic theology, or inclusive frameworks. The focus remains on the Tanakh alone, interpreted as it would have been by an Israelite audience hearing the text in its original context. Why Exodus chapter 1? Exodus chapter 1 serves as a pivotal bridge between the patriarchal narratives of Genesis and the national formation of Israel in the Torah. It introduces the themes of covenantal growth, oppression, and resistance that define the redemptive narrative of Shemot. The chapter's three sections, Israel's multiplication, verses 1 through 7, Pharaoh's oppression, verses 8 to 14, and the midwives' defiance, verses 15 through 22, offer a microcosm of Yahweh's relationship with his people. By focusing on this single chapter, the study demonstrates the depth of meaning within even a brief portion of the Tanakh, encouraging readers to approach all of Scripture with similar care. Exodus chapter 1 is also profoundly relevant today. Its portrayal of a people thriving in exile, enduring suffering, and resisting tyranny, speaks to communities navigating cultural pressures or moral challenges. The chapter's emphasis on Yara, fear/awe of Yahweh, and the preservation of life offers timeless guidance for faithful living. The Fourfold Interpretive Method, Peshat, Ramaz, Derash, Sod. This study employs a fourfold interpretive method rooted in Hebraic tradition, adapted to the pre-exilic context. Peshat, plain meaning. The straightforward contextual meaning of the text, as understood by ancient Israelites. This level focuses on the historical narrative, cultural setting, and linguistic details. Remez, hinted meaning, the allegorical or implied meanings, revealed through connections to other Tanakh passages. This level uncovers subtle allusions that deepen the text's covenantal significance. Derash, homiletical application. The practical lessons for the covenantal community, both in ancient Israel and today. This level draws actionable insights while remaining grounded in the Hebraic worldview. Sod, mystical meaning. The spiritual or cosmic dimensions, exploring Yahweh's eternal purposes. This level remains tethered to the Tanakh, avoiding speculative or esoteric interpretations. Each level builds on the others, offering a comprehensive understanding of Exodus chapter 1 that honors its complexity and relevance. Key Hebrew terms and their significance. The Hebrew language is central to the Hebraic approach as it carries cultural and theological nuances essential to the text's meaning. Key terms in Exodus chapter 1 include Shemot, names. The title of the book, emphasizing identity and lineage as foundational to the covenantal community. Para, pur, fruitful. And Rava, ruva, multiplied. Terms describing Israel's growth, evoking Yahweh's creation blessing. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Mitzrayim, Egypt. Literally narrow places, symbolizing constriction and bondage. Avoda, service/labor, a term for both slavery and worship, highlighting the conflict between serving Pharaoh and Yahweh. Yera, fear, awe. The reverential obedience that motivates the midwife's defiance. Chaya, live. The act of preserving life, central to the midwife's resistance. These terms and others are unpacked throughout the study, with a glossary provided in the appendix for reference. Methodology and scope. The methodology of Shemot Unveiled is deliberately focused. Source material. The study draws exclusively from the Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, using the Hebrew text as the primary source. No external commentaries or traditions are consulted to ensure fidelity to the pre-exilic context. Divine name. The name Yahweh is used consistently for all references to the divine, reflecting the author's preference and the Hebraic emphasis on covenantal intimacy. Cultural context. The analysis prioritizes the worldview of ancient Israel, including tribal structures, covenantal theology, and the socio-political realities of the First Temple period. Avoidance of later influences. The study explicitly avoids post-exilic Jewish interpretations, Christian theological frameworks, Islamic perspectives, and modern ideologies to maintain the Hebraic voice. Timeless relevance. While rooted in the ancient context, the study uses phrases like today or modern times to draw connections to contemporary life, ensuring accessibility without compromising the text's integrity. The scope is limited to Exodus chapter 1, allowing for an in-depth exploration of its themes, language, and implications. Future volumes may address subsequent chapters, but this book stands alone as a model of Hebraic interpretation. This is the end of the introduction.